the crowds have really started to grow here on this Quds Day march and rally. Quds Day in Arabic means Jerusalem Day. This is an event that started right here in the Islamic Republic of Iran back in 1979. It's an annual march to show solidarity and support for the Palestinians in opposition against the Israeli leadership and their occupation of Palestinian territories. Over the past hour, we've seen thousands of people, lots of chants of death to Israel, death to America. Of course, this year, Quds Day falls right in the middle of the bloody war in Gaza, where you've had more than 750 people killed, many of them civilians, many of them children, more than 30 Israeli soldiers killed. And that's why this year, this event is generating a lot of attention here in Iran. And I'm sure in the background, you can hear death to America, death to Israel. Of course, Iran and Israel, bitter rivals, bitter enemies over the past 35 years, in large part because Iran supports Hamas, a movement that was spawned as a resistance movement against Israel. But interestingly, over the past few years, it's been a rough relationship between Iran and Hamas due to the conflict in Syria. Hamas, of course, deciding to support the Sunni opposition, the Sunni rebels. Iran strongly backing the Shia-led government of Bashar al-Assad. There was reports that these two sides, these two allies, broke up. But Iran today, with this rally and the current conflict in Gaza, claiming that their support for Hamas and the Palestinian people stronger than ever, Natalie.
Right. On this, they are finding unity with Hamas. And so it is, though, a little bit difficult, is it not, Reza, to separate the natural and real contempt that some are having for Israel on this day and that which is orchestrated by the government?
There's a little bit of both, Natalie. There's no question that this is a government-funded, government-organized event. The thousands of placards and posters that you're seeing are manufactured, produced by the government, and handed out. However, it's important to emphasize that there's still widespread outrage here in Iran and throughout the region about what's happening in Gaza, about the increasing number of civilians, the increasing number of children being killed. And a lot of the people who are out here are coming out here because they're outraged. Certainly, there was a lot of urging by the leadership, by the president, by the supreme leader, for people to come out and make a strong showing. But a lot of people coming out in their own volition because they're just outraged with what's happening in Gaza.